celebrating. So that was quite a game. It wasn't that exciting, but it was a good game. All right. It's going to be a relatively brief meeting or call. I have to go catch a plane in a little bit. But and there's not very much to report. The developmental projects, we received 9 of them. And these were sent out to John Hannigan, who has put together a committee to review them. And he's received them all. And I guess his time frame is sometime prior to the middle of May that we'll get back the reviews and we'll go from there. If anyone would like copies of the entire package, it's quite extensive, but you can just let Jill know and she'll send you out the all of the proposals. I also asked Jill to send out an email to everybody to get an idea of who's applying for supplements or challenge grants with related to their projects in CFAS. And so you'll be getting that shortly, and if you can get that back to me. And it's just so we can see what's going in. There's going to be a lot of competition, and I guess if we're submitting too many, we don't want to appear to be too greedy. And I think Dale made that recommendation on the clinical conference call that maybe we need to look at them and see if some of the projects could be combined or whatever to make it more manageable. Kathy, was that you?
Yes, uh-huh.
Congratulations.
Why?
Why? You're kidding me.
Yeah, no, why?
What were you doing last
ball game last night?
Oh, the ball game. Yes, well, thank you.
Gosh, you're too wrapped up in your science.
I think I am. That's crazy. We really did enjoy that victory. And still, Chapel Hill is still enjoying that victory very much.
I can imagine. I can't imagine too much going on there today except celebrate.
Yeah.
So, this is going to be a short call.
Okay.
There's not much business to be done, I don't think.
Okay.
I just mentioned that developmental projects have all gone out to be reviewed. If anyone wants to see them, they can email Jill and Bill, send them a package. And to send me any plans that you have for submitting money for the stimulus package money that's available at NIH. And they're really the only two things that I have to report. Well, I guess the third is that anyone who's interested in the progress of the clinical projects, I believe Jill sent out an email about how you can access and see the number of subjects being tested at any one site. And on each of the facial imaging, neurobehavioral, and brain imaging projects. And Dale, thanks for your help in putting those Excel graphs together, and we'll try to make those available on the web or something similar to that. So is there... Oh, hey, Tim?
Yes.
Have you been in touch with Andy about coming back down there to do that, because I know the money's now available. I think, in fact, they sent a subcontract out for you to do that.
Well, I had sent him a few images and some questions maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I've not heard anything back, so I really don't know his status. Do you know?
He's up and around. He was up he went to Victoria. And I think last week he was up in the subarctic circle on some fetal alcohol project. So he's now moving around.
Okay.
And, you know, he should be able to come and reschedule that and get that project done. And do you know if you received a subcontract for that?
Last time I checked, I had not.
Okay. I think it's in the works.
Okay. Well, I'm very interested in doing this, and but But probably it's going to be a fall project by this point because of our seasonal breeding.
Right. I know I signed some papers the other day, so.
Okay. Very good.
All in the works.
Okay. I'll contact him.
Okay. We can go through the projects and people can kind of give us brief updates on what's going on. Are there any questions or issues first?
Ed, I just want to say hi. I'm on the call, Michael.
Hi, Michael. All right. Any issues or things related that the administrative court can assist with or help with or deal with related to any progress projects? Everybody's doing well? All right, so we can kind of just go through and see what updates there are on any of the projects. Fong?
Yes. We have put in the facial imaging analysis done with 2D, but we are converting the 2D into 3D in terms of the measurements. There's some progress out there that the multiple frames that for the 2D now can be converted for 3D measurement, not a 3D images.
Mm-hmm.
So because of the resolutions and hash will not be as clear. So the 3D measurement seems to be able to show that the directly connecting the two points with the measurement. We're now found out there is a microscope that they available. We actually went to search out about three or four demos, and one of them now that we know that it's able to take such a large tissue as fetus as embryos. To directly get the 3D images, that will give us a two upside. The one is to be able to do 3D measurement directly, and secondary is it can have the facial features that be collected directly without the 2D 3D conversions.
Mm-hmm.
And that scope is roughly about 60,000, and we're looking forward. Is it possible that we request for the administrative supplement in these mechanisms?
Okay.
That's what I have.
All righty. In line with that, I'm not sure if I've told this group, but Peter Hammond is now part of CFAS.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Fantastic.
I was looking forward that it will be possible.
I signed the paperwork. It's back at NIH. I think they just needed to get the State Department approval. I had to send some other things about his biographical sketch and things like that to grants management, who then was going to put it through. But he now has a subcontract with CFAS to do both animal and human, so I'm going to try to get him in on some of the conference calls, and so that people, you know, the 3D facial imaging project is going to be sending him images, but he's also very interested in the animal study and doing some of Kathy's faces as well, so Fong, he might also be able to look at some of yours in that regard.
Yes, we have two parts. If possible, with this 3D microscope and micro CT, so we will have two sets of data for this.
So he's hired someone specifically for the CFAS project. So
great.
But that's on. Jen, any updates on choline and?
Yeah, we've been spending our time generating tissue. We have both maternal and fetal blood, brain, and liver that we've been sending up to Carl. And so just waiting to get some word from him about what the data look like. But that's what we've generated our last subjects for that, the initial study. So we'll probably have all of that tissue sent off to them by the end of by May. So hopefully we'll get some word on their analysis on the tissue. Up to this point, they've just done the plasma and just those preliminary data. So that's what we're working on.
Kathy?
We have just ordered animals to start doing more of our chronic exposure work. The animals that Funk sent us for the total exposure time, which is day 7 to through 16, are still being segmented, and we're going to start the chronic exposure group that is half of that time period, which is day 7 through 11. So we're working on that. We keep finding sort of interesting new things, and one that we're excited about now is heterotopia that localizes in the hypothalamic region of following day 10 exposure. And we've consulted with Hannah Kinney. She's been very helpful. You remember at our consortium meeting, she sort of volunteered to consult with us, and she's done that. And she concurs with us that these are something called hypothalamic hamartomas, and which are way interesting because of their relationship to seizure activity as well as puberty and other hypothalamic related problems. So that's a fun thing that we're interested in following up on. We're about ready to submit our second paper, which is the acute day 7 exposure paper, which I think it will follow on the heels of the one that has just come out that Scott published, which is the day 8 exposure one. So that's kind of what we're about. We've got a new postdoc in the lab who just joined us yesterday. He's interested in in facial dysmorphology, and I hope that he will find it interesting to work with Peter Hammond on the facial imaging things that we hope to do from the MRI scans.
Okay. Tim?
We're generating tissues, and we're on track to be finishing up at the end of this breeding season with the first study.
Okay. All right, so Kathy has two papers coming out. Does anyone else have any publications? And if you do, please email them to Jill. She's
actually, if you do, sorry to interrupt that, but we have we're setting up a document on Google, that same procedure that Jill sent out to look at the progress of the clinical reports. We're going to have a publication list, the publication list available on that, so that each PI can go in and directly add their publications. We've kind of found it to be challenging when people send in their publications, and sometimes they're incomplete. And so we think that this will streamline the process and make it a lot more efficient. So we'll be sent. Jill, did you send out that email already?
I didn't send out the email yet this morning, but everyone's been added. So if you have a Google account, you'll be able to see the publication list there now.
Okay. So Jill's been fantastic in terms of dealing with these Google documents, and we'll send out an email with instructions, so telling you how you can add your publications to that list. And we just ask the people update them monthly if possible, certainly quarterly, and also just pay attention to moving any publications from the submitted to impress to the final publication, all the information. So that'll be available here just shortly.
And what we'll do is we'll extract that from Google and submit it to the CIFASD website quarterly.
Okay.
Do you need a Google account to be able to do this?
We do, and it. I send instructions on how to do it. If you run into any problems, call me.
Okay.
And a few other things I've just remembered is the feedback from the Victoria meeting that I've gotten from the organizers was very positive, and the session we ran was ranked very high by the participants, so I was pleased about that. And the only other thing is that we're not going to have another meeting of the CFAS like we did in Chapel Hill until we have more data being collected from the clinical group. However, the basic science group appears to be doing very well and maintaining on target timelines and things like that. So is there any interest in trying to find some time at the RSA meeting for us to get together for, you know, perhaps an evening meeting of about 4 hours or something?
Just the basic science component?
Just the basic science group. Until the clinical group gets more data, there doesn't seem to be a lot of sense to get together to hear how many subjects people are going to run. You know, I think we need to hear what people are finding.
But even if the clinical group didn't report, I mean, it would still be nice to have them sit in so they could sort of see what the progress is with the basic.
Yeah, I mean, we can certainly invite everybody, but I'm just going to try to – no one wants to come an extra day earlier for the CFAS meeting because with the fetal alcohol meeting on Saturday, that would mean people would have to come in on Thursday and they'd be here a week. Since I'm here in San Diego, it doesn't matter to me. So I'm happy to, if you want to schedule a meeting for Friday, we can do that. Or we can try to, you know, perhaps do it one night, maybe Sunday night at the meeting.
Time for coming in. I already have my flight, so we do it whenever it's convenient for everybody.
Are you coming in, Michael?
I'm coming in Friday. I'm just looking to see what time.
I mean, we could, because people arrive early, we could do it Friday night. You know.
That's a possibility, because people are coming in, at least I'm coming in for the FASDG meeting.
Yeah, I won't be there until late Friday night because I have a back-to-back meeting that I'm flying from the East Coast, so I won't be there until late Friday night.
That's June 19th, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe Jill will send out an email. We'll try to find a four-hour block when we could meet, and we'll try to do it earlier in the week. So I know people will be leaving. Not everyone's going to stay through the banquet. So we'll see... and just get together and talk about, you know, where we are and what where we're going, and maybe we'll have some idea on some of the stimulus money by then, and who got that and other things that we can do, and discuss the basic science developmental projects that were submitted and what we want to do with them if we haven't already finished that by the time of the meeting.
Yep.
All right. So Jill will do that.
I've got one more thing. Just a friendly reminder that progress reports are due June 1st for most of you.
You know, the non-competitive renewals are due in. So. And I guess that's it. Anything from NIAAA folks? Advisory panel?
So you've answered my questions already.
Okay. Yeah, this is Dale. One thing I just wanted to mention, I'm sure you guys are probably a little saturated with the stimulus talk, but perhaps you've seen this announcement for grand opportunities. It's basically like all this stimulus initiatives is 2 years of funding in this case, similar to the challenge grants, but dissimilar in that it's for amounts in excess of $600,000 a year, and I wrote a blurb that's on the NIAAA website for topic area. It's titled "Molecular Markers of Alcohol Exposure and Alcohol-Induced Tissue Injury," and you know, given the discussions at the North Carolina meeting about biomarkers, I thought there might be people in CFAS that would be interested in thinking about that. The deadline is later in May. I want to say May 27th, but I'm not absolutely certain at the moment. This would be an amount of money that might be able to, initiate a consortium that is focused on biomarker development to generate a team of investigators and I thought I would just put that out there. And if anyone's interested, they can contact me, and we can discuss it some more.
Yeah, and maybe that's something that you should talk with Tatiana and Tina about, as it might be a nice consortium where they could provide tissue samples and your proteomics could do some analysis on that. All righty, if there's nothing else, I will say goodbye and head off to the airport.
Take care.
All right.
All righty, thank you very much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.